Blog Talk Radio.
French writer who first one to write about American democracy after the successful American Revolution, Alex de Tocqueville, born on this day, the first wife of Teddy Roosevelt, whose name he used for his daughter, who had a very tired term, Alice Roosevelt. And, of course, I think it was a song written called Alice Blue Gown, one of the most influential and corrupt officials in modern Russian history about the time of World War I and the last Romanov. Grigory Rasputin was born on this day. It must have been a day cursed by the stars for the Russians. And, of course, one of the great films about Rasputin is with Barrymore's Lionel, who played Rasputin. Great film. Also, another character, he was not a lawyer. He was a teacher and a journalist, Benito Mussolini, on this day, his birthday. He ended up, he started the revolution in 1922, March on Rome. He forced the Vatican to give up what was known as the Papal States. And all the Vatican has got was what they have today. And, of course, he sided with, he started the war in Ethiopia and bombed the natives with airplanes and shot them with tanks and modern weapons. And, of course, Haile Selassie tried to get what was known as the League of Nations to censor the Italians, but they wouldn't. And, of course, Hitler admired him until Hitler got Germany on its feet and became the senior in that partnership with Mussolini. The man known as the Thin Man did quite a few movies, William Powell, his birthday. The It Girl, Clara Bow, born today. The U.N. secretary who died in a plane crash in the Congo, Dag Hammarskjöld, he was also supposed to be gay. And then, of course, I should do this clip with Mel Belli. It's his birthday, and let's see if I have him here. He did a thing on pets, and we talked about when I came back from Australia. I happened to be in the air when 007 KAL was being shot down. I was flying back from Adelaide, Australia, I was flying to Sydney. And of course, Mel Belli got the some of the plaintiffs and family survivors, and he told the Russians pay up. They wouldn't. So what Mel did was he had an investigator find out everything that the Russians were buying here in the United States. He went into court and got an order to hold and seize. And so the Russians couldn't load their what their purchases on their merchant ships or take them out on planes until they paid the Belli lawsuit demanded. And so the Russians quietly paid up. I thought I had that interview here, but I don't see it. I will play it later in the week. Anyway, great guy, Mel Belli. Dined at his house, drank on his boat. He was a great dog person, and of course, we used to talk about animals too. One of the great choral directors, known as Fred Waring in his Pennsylvania's, he died on this day. And let's see who else. Oh, I'm proud. Three more birthdays. The daughter of the Republican governor of Kansas, who ran against Roosevelt, Alf Landon. His daughter Nancy Kessebaum later became a U.S. senator. She's still living. And then one of the Canadians came down here to join our media, Peter Jennings. And he was also a guest at the Bilderbergers, I understand. And then Libby Dole, the wife of Senator Robert Dole. I think she's also a senator. And there's some other questions about her birthday. Among the deaths today, Vincent van Gogh, the great painter. An Italian king in 1900 was assassinated by this guy, Braci. And those of us who remember the Mamas and the Papas, well, Mama Cass died on this day. And one of the great British actors, he was at Sandhurst, which is the British version of West Point. And one of his classmates was Brigadier Ingle, who I did many interviews with. David Niven was starred in quite a few great films, and he died in 1983. Raymond Massey also came here. He came here from Canada. He was from the famous Massey family, which owned Massey Ferguson, the world's biggest tractor maker. His brother Vincent was the Governor General of Canada. Massey came down here. Raymond came down here after World War I. And studied drama and all of that, went to Hollywood. In fact, you remember him and Dr. Kildare. Well, this is another example of Canadians starring in movies about American presidents. So here's this little clip, and I forgot the other Canadian who played Senator Douglas. But Raymond Massey played Abe Lincoln in Illinois. Here's that clip.
Douglas has paid tribute to my skill with the dagger. I thank him for that, but I must admit that he can do more with that weapon than I can. He can keep 10 daggers flashing in the air at the same time. Fortunately, he's so good at it that none of the knives ever falls and hurts anyone. Now, you've heard the judge make allusion to those who advocate voting and eating and marrying and sleeping with Negroes. Whether he meant me specifically, I do not know. If he did, I can only say that just because I do not want a colored woman for a slave, I do not necessarily want her for a wife. I do not need to have her for either. I can just leave her alone. In some respects, she is certainly not my equal any more than I am the judge's equal in some respect. But in her natural right to eat the bread she earns with her own hands without asking leave of somebody else, she is my equal and the equal of all others. Now you heard the judge speak about our own labor conditions. As an American, I cannot be proud that such conditions exist. But as an American, I can ask, would any of the striking workers in the North elect to change places with the slaves in the South? Will they not rather say the remedy is in our hands and still is an American? I can say thank God we live under a system by which men have the right to strike. I am not preaching rebellion. I don't have to. This country with its institutions belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it, or their revolutionary right to dismember or overthrow it. If the founding fathers gave us anything, they gave us that. The purpose of the Dred Scott decision is to make property and nothing but property of the Negro in all states of the Union. It is the old issue of human rights versus property rights. It is the eternal struggle between two principles. The one, the common right of humanity. The other, the divine right of kings. It is the same spirit which says, you toil and work and earn bread and I'll eat it. As a nation, we began by declaring, all men are created equal. There was no mention of any exception to that rule in the Declaration of Independence. But we now practically read it, all men are created equal except Negroes. If we are to accept this doctrine of race or class discrimination, what is to stop us in future from decreeing, all men are created equal except Negroes, foreigners, Catholics, Jews, or just poor people? That is the conclusion towards which the advocates of slavery are driving us. Let each state mind its own business, says Judge Douglas. Why stir up trouble? This is the complacent policy of indifference to evil. And that policy I cannot but hate. I hate it because of the monstrous injustice of slavery itself. I hate it because it deprives our republic of its just influence in the world, enables the enemies of free institutions everywhere to taunt us as hypocrites, causes the real friends of freedom to doubt our sincerity, and especially because it forces so many good men among ourselves into an open war with the very fundamentals of civil liberty, denying the good faith of the Declaration of Independence and insisting that there is no right principle of action but self-interest. In his final words tonight, the judge said, that we can be the terror of the world. I don't think we want to be that. I think we would prefer to be the encouragement of the world, the proof that at last man is worthy to be free. But we shall provide no such encouragement unless we can establish our ability as a nation to live and grow. And we shall surely do neither if these states fail to remain united. There can be no distinction in the definition of liberty as between one section and another, one class and another, one race and another. A house divided against itself cannot stand. This government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free.
Now that was Raymond Massey, who's Canadian, and of course the most recent portrayer of Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis, is who's Irish and English, but his grandmother is a Lithuanian and a Jewish heritage. We've had Henry Fonda play Abraham Lincoln, Gregory Peck, American, these are Americans, and of course the first one to portray Lincoln on the stage and in film was an Irish guy, Irish ethnic, who was born here in San Francisco. So it's quite interesting where we get a lot of our actors. Now, among the events today, and this was the end of Spain as a naval power. In 1588, the English smaller ships defeated the Spanish galleons in what was known as the Battle of the Spanish Armada. Now, what is not known is that the Spanish galleons that did escape, they couldn't go back from the direction that they came because the English ships were pursuing them. They went around the northern part of Scotland and then came around towards Ireland to try to get to do a horseshoe, try to get back to Spain. Several of their ships shipwrecked, and the sailors and the crews of those ships were hunted down by the English. And what the English did was they told them to surrender and to take off your weapons and your clothes, and then they went in there and just massacred them all. The ones that escaped, they were sheltered by the Irish and Irish families, Irish women, and of course there was intermarriage and all that because they were both Catholics, and we get the term baked Irish, or we don't get the term black Irish. Excuse me. Richard Nixon was supposed to be a black Irish, and of course these are usually this is what it said. They're darker. They have dark hair. They're not the blonde, blue-eyed, or flaming red hair, strawberry red hair, that type of fair skin with freckles. So that's the Irish that married in with the Spanish survivors of the Spanish Armada. And also today we had the first. TV. We had Jack Parr, who's a great deadpan comedian. One of his, when he used to get annoyed with people, he says, "Why don't you go swallow some razor blades or go gargle on with razor blades?" Also, the U.S. Marines in this date occupied Haiti, Nicaragua, and General Smedley Butler. One of his nephews was in the U.S. Marines. I haven't heard from him in a while, but. We were given a copy of to use as we saw fit, as long as we didn't sell it, a copy of General Smedley's book on the attempt to overthrow the White House. Among the other events today, talking about Black Irish, we have in 1974, there was a second congressional impeachment against Richard Nixon. But he fortunately resigned. We may see this with Mr. O. We'll see what happens. And also on this date, it's interesting, their grandchild was born a couple of days ago. Prince Charles, the heir to the throne, married Diana Spencer. Now, Diana's line is stronger and has a greater claim to the English throne. She descended down from the Duke of Marlborough and those other people. The Charles family were Germans who came over Albert of Saxe-Coburg, and he married Victoria. Of course, Victoria descended from the German line of George I, the Hanoverian kings, who came to England because the English were tired of Catholics. Now, we have... Pat Butler's brief interview here. Let me see. I thought I had it up here. I have so many. Butler, author, Pat Butler. Let's see. He's talking about what we were discussing, whether or not Wiener should quit the race and would his candidacy go down in Chicago. From what I know about Mayor Daley and how I followed Chicago politics, that I think Daley would have said, as soon as that scandal came out, the first one, he would have cold cocked politically Anthony Weiner or anybody else. Now, we also know that Jack Ryan, who was a Republican candidate for Senate, when a sex scandal came out involving him and he couldn't deny it, he resigned from the race. Withdrew, the correct term. And, of course, this is how we got Mr. O. Let's see. I thought I had it here. Shame on me. But Butler is just put out a book on one of the neighborhoods in Chicago. He has another one coming out on not assassinations. I keep teasing him about that. On another area of Chicago, fascinating area. Let's see, where is Butler? He should be here. Oh, here we go. Chicago. Chicago's relevance to Chicago's politics. I'm going to play a little clip from here.
Tea cut and dried here.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, it's heavily Democratic. I have not seen a Republican precinct captain on the north side of Chicago. I'm told they exist.
Mm-hmm.
I accept it, you know, as a matter of faith that they probably exist somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen one alive.
Do you have any Republican aldermen or Tea Party aldermen?
No.
Now, there was a thing that
we used to have a Republican alderman up until about 2 years ago, and he was a very nice guy, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Got along with him very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he became a Republican simply because of the fact that it was an area, well, Norwood Park and Edison Park tend to be a fairly conservative area populated mainly by cops and firemen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he became a Republican basically to capture that vote, and he did.
Mm-hmm. Now, who controls the state? Are the Republicans outside of Cook County, or the Democrats control the whole state?
Well, right now it's almost an even split.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
That varies. Downstate, it's heavily Republican. But still, if you take a look at the state as a whole, it's right now heavily split.
Now, who controls, you have a Democratic governor. What about the executive branch of the Illinois government? What about the state house?
The state legislature is, I think the Senate has a few more Republicans than
mm-hmm.
Democrats. And I think the House has a few more Republicans,
mm-hmm.
or Democrats rather, than Republicans.
Now, I understand that Lake Michigan, there were tsunami-size waves on the lake. Is that accurate?
I wasn't out there to measure. However, I am told that the waves were 15 to 22 feet high.
Now
that was monumental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we saw some on the TV news and all that. Of course, there wasn't anybody out there trying to part the waves.
don't be so sure.
Okay. Well, you know, all walking on the waves.
Well, so big deal. I mean, you can't walk on waves.
Well, I have a saying in my book, if you think somebody walks on water, you better check the depth, the source, the pollution level, the temperature, and downstream.
Well, anybody can walk on water in Chicago in January.
Well, it's frozen. now, I understand. What's going on with the first Jewish mayor of Chicago?
Well, actually, those who like him, like him. Those who don't like him, hate his guts.
Mm-hmm.
He is not well liked by the teachers union.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, the teachers union probably made some solid gains for labor as a result of their strike, which lasted a week.
Mm-hmm.
They made their point. Concessions were made, and you know, Emmanuel is clearly planning on taking some of the other unions to school, but he's going to be taking on the fire and police department in Chicago. Those are the two city agencies that you really don't want to fool around with.
What about the plumbers?
The plumbers, those two, but fire and police.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a Roman emperor taking mm. on the Praetorian Guard.
Is it still predominantly Irish ethnic?
It's.
Or is it Nick?
We're well represented.
Okay.
Let's say that.
Still.
There are others on both departments who are not Irish but wish they were.
nothing changes.
Well, look, it's natural for people to want to be like us because we're nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we have very bright men, a great deal of personality, extremely bright women who are also beautiful. You just don't want to get on their bad side, or they bite. But they're wonderful. I wouldn't be without one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's the Irish. Well, because of the fact that the Irish have traditionally had a very good handle on organizing.
Now,
all of the ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned organizing. What about the mafia? The organization.
Well, the mafia is really only a shadow of its former self.
Oh, really?
There is organized crime in Chicago.
No, it was.
It's not the Italian and Sicilian form of it that we have come to know and love so well. It's you've got in some of the Russian neighborhoods, you've got vestiges of the Russian mafia.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the gray ghost shadows in Chinatown. You've got, of course, black gangs, which have taken the place and in some cases actually driven the mafia out of their communities so that they could run them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Japanese gangs. Not that there are huge Japanese neighborhoods, but there are Japanese...
Yakuza?
Yakuza,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
And worst of all are the Russian gangs.
Oh, yeah, I hear they're pretty bad even here.
These are so bad that even members of the Russian parliament are afraid to cross them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, they've actually shot members of parliament that they didn't like.
Well, there's some people who'd like to shoot some political candidates, but we can't have that. We will be back Wednesday. And we hope to have the rest of the interview with Pat Butler. And also go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We have over 220 video e-magazine segments up there, a wide variety of subjects. We have more things coming. A big investigative series on the bicycle agenda, which really is out of control. And also young males predominantly who are suddenly disappear. And then, of course, we'll be doing something on the St. Martin Trayvon case. Also, there's a question that people should be asking. Bill Cosby's been a leader on this, telling blacks they've got to get their act together and stop playing victim. And stop, catering to the Sharptons, the Willie Browns, the Amos Browns, of that crowd, the Jesse Jibes of the world. So we'll be doing something on that and also going through our archives. As I said, we have about, nearly 2,000 audio. So we're going in now with our favorite thing. And, of course, it's very popular in Chicago, politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, what's the plan?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
We'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and look up the latest. Would Wiener survive in Chicago politics? If Mayor Daley was alive and consulted on this, because he was considered to be one of the sages in the Democratic Party, I don't think Wiener would have gotten past the first scandal. This is Peter Paul Brazola, and good night. Stay safe.